Rashi and Kuf involved in my base. From the Gemara, Krib Shimon, the Leslie Mook. So the Gemara says that the Shmuel says Allah is like the Allah is like Krib Shimon, doesn't hold the Muksa. The Gemara says Rab holds Allah is like Krib Yehuda, Mikarki Zuzi, Matzalois, Asuyas, the Svinois, the Chasis, Pakmatisha, Besaychon. These are mats which are used to cover the merchandise which is in the ships. Zuzi is Svinus Beloshan Arami. So the Zuzi is the name of a ship, or the word for ships. Kihavi Maisi Trefsu in the Kamei. Behemish and Ulu, but Supra Trefus. So when they would bring to Levi an animal which has the question of Trefus, Tzicha Haruas Chacham. And it needs to be decided by a Chacham. So he would check it al kalto next to the al ha'ashba, next to the dump. Shimirena treifa yinichena sham, because if it turns out to be a treifa, it would be muksa. And he would leave it there. So that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Filo klobim leklazia the nishkoto hayoyim vela yuchlu letaltik Rabbi Yehuda. Person can't eat it. And you can't give it to the dog because that wasn't what it was designated for at the beginning of Shabbos, Yom Tov. It was designated to be feed to humans, not for the purpose of giving to animals. So the Gemara brings a Mishnah, Behemish Mesalo Yisiz Enemim Kaimo, which sounds like it's Muksa like Rabbi Yehuda. It comes along to Eri and says, no, Tergum is Eri, Bemesethus Beya, Behemoth Kachim. It's specifically talking about the case of the animal which died was a korban. That's the rabbi. No, you can't. The person can't use it. L'chazal klavim, you can't give it to the animals to eat. Hodachulin, but the ziri said that because he felt an animal which would be chulin, which died. You're allowed to feed it to the animals, which that means he holds like Reb Shimon. Says the Rabbi Yochanan says that halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. We have a stam mishnah says in mevakan etzim in akaris. Soer shel hakaris, a pile of the beams hamuksas was through as the binyan which was set aside for the purpose of building. So you can't chop wood from that. Lemin akaru hayeshono shenishbar hayom, or a beam which broke on Yom Tov, umehashta lahasaka kaima. Right now, its function is going to be for firewood. Vilahachi aser, it's aser hoil vel uben shmosas loy iskan lahachi. Because the beginning of Yom Tov, that's not what its purpose was. Samura said that he has a masorah that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda said that mishnah. I think we did the next piece also. You can't use the etim sheba muksa. So maschil on the hasik baremis atevin. You can start using the pile of straw for whatever purpose, for firewood. B'tivnas sarya d'stamer la'asaka. We assume it's talking about straw, which is not animal fodder. Because it's rotted to the point you can't use it for that. The only thing you use it for is firewood. He stored them in the storage place behind the house, the alley behind the house, and set them aside to use for later in the winter. Muksa is Rechava Shachuri Abatim. The Muksa is a name for the road which is behind the houses, which is the alley behind the houses, which people would store things there. Shehiksa Achuri Beiser Lahachtin Shom Dover Loitzer. People would set aside that the things that they want to store, they would store over there. So it says you can't use the Eitim Sheva Muksa, Stam Mishnah. Well, according to Shimon, that's not true. Some more answers. that Hossam, it was Ba'arzi Ba'ashuchi, Erez Zachar Ba'erez Nakeba. It was the Erez tree. This Erez tree comes in male and female versions. They cross pollinate. But it says once it's called Arzi, once called Ashuchi. B'sha'imdim Labinyan. So the person set aside that those beams of wood to use for building with, and their chashav of wood. So that's a case of chasar and kis. Ibn Rabbi Shimon is murdered by muksa because of chasar and kis. Etoshma, the sixth line down, top of the page. Etoshma in mashkin b'sherta nesamid borius. This is also the Mishnah in Veya in regards to Yom Tov. So before they would take the animals and shech them, they would give them to drink. It seems that if they would drink right before they would be shechted, it would be easier to remove the skin. So a person owns different animals. So some animals, they live near the house, and some animals are basically out in the pasture. So one of those animals was out in the pasture, ended up coming in on Yom Tov, so you can't be shechted it. And so Rashi says the mashkin point wasn't the main point. The main point is you can't shecht it because it's a muksa. You had no das for it at the beginning of Yom Tov because they're out there in the pasture. Halva mashkin mashechta nes habayis. But the ones which are there in the bayis, they're around the house. Those are the ones you have your mind on. So that l'chor is a stam mishnah. Like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Shimon, the person never marks a das of something which he can use.
You have to specify specific animals, even the ones that live around your house.
No,
but with doves you have to,
because they fly. They fly away. So the Gemara says you have a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan says all hakir stam mishnah. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say halacha like Rabbi Shimon if we have a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan holds stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. We halacha like a stam mishnah. So my answer is Rabbi Yochanan stama achrina ashkak. Rabbi Yochanan found a contradictory stam mishnah which says the other way, and therefore we follow. And he paskin like that other stam mishnah. Now it's not actually a stam mishnah, but Rashi points out that Beisila Beishamai, Beisila is double like a Stam Mishnah, because we don't pass like Beishamai. So what's this? Mechlokes Beisila Beishamai. Beishamai Armer Magbiyan Mel Shulchan Atzamus Aklipin. Beisila Armer Masalik as a Tavla Kulo Menara. So we have a Mishnah which the Mishnah reads that Beishamai is not worried about the muks element of the bones and the shells, and Beisila is worried about the, so Beisila is saying it is muks. But Vamar Rav Nachman says Ono Ein Lonu Ela Beishamai Kriv Yehuda Beisila Kriv Shimon. But we have a Masura that the correct version of the Mishnah is the opposite. So based on this Masura, Rav Nachman says that Beisila is told it's not a concern. Beisila is not worried about Muksa. So Rabbi Yochanan, therefore, if he assuming that he had the same Masura as Rav Nachman. But he has Beisila saying halacha is like Rav Shimon, and he passes like Beisila. Okay. Pligi ba Rav Acha Ravina. The halacha is between Rav Acha and Ravina. Chadam are one of the two, Rav Acha and Ravina. One of them says Chol Shabbos Kula halacha Rav Shimon. Varmi Muksa Machmas Mius. That the general psak will be like Rav Shimon, with the exception of Muksa, which is due to Mias, that there the halacha will be like Rav Yehuda. My near, what's the example of Muksa Machmas Mias? So we had this way back when Ner Yoshan, because the Ner was made out of Kli Cheres, and it was made out of a unglazed earthenware, so it absorbs all the oil and becomes very oily, slimy, etc. after using it. It's called Ner Yoshin. So the Mur refers to that's the case of a muksum. It's functional. It's it's not the repulsive of Groucho Ray, it's you know, just it's, but the person does find it somewhat repulsive.
Sure,
so that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, that'll be Muksa. According to Rabbi Shimon, not. So we're saying over here, the garrison, we pass like Rabbi Shimon, except for Muksa Machlas Meis, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. V'chal Omar, v'muksa Machlas Meis, nami aloha Rabbi Shimon. The laws of Rabbi Shimon, which is how we pass him, by the way, that laws of Rabbi Shimon, even by the case of Muksa Machlas Meis. But Lavarmi Muksa Machmas Isser. The case of Muksa because of Isser, we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon. Remind me, what's that? Ner Shalika Boba Isser Shabbos. A Ner which you lit at the beginning of Shabbos. So during the beginning of Shabbos, it was usher to move it because of the problems of tiltel, which would be involved in moving, the oil will move, etc. So you can't move the Ner at the beginning of Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon says, that's nice, but later on when it goes out, it's not Muksa anymore. And Yehuda says, "Miga diskusada ben Hashmoshes, miga diskusada chol yoma." On that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So on that, even though we pass like Rabbi Shimon in regards to the categories of Muksa, but in regards to the concept of miga diskusada ben Hashmoshes, since it was Muksa at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains Muksa the rest of Shabbos, that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Mora says, "Abu Muksa machos a certain kiss." Because Rabbi Shimon is mighty, but we do. Rabbi Shimon is mighty to Muksa because of the certain kiss. It's not called Kelim Talam Shabbos. He would have any keli chutz except me Meser Hagadol biyosit shamach reisha. So Meser Hagadol was a very large saw, and the yosit shamach reisha was the plow of the plow of the plowshare. Plowshare of the plow. Okay. Zuck, Josh. Mashkin. Burkha the Milson Nokat. The general. Mashkin really wasn't halachically significant. Just the language was that they used to use. It used to be that they were Mashkin. So Burkha the Milson just gave the normal case. Mishum sircha the mashkin because of the adhesions which held the skin in place. Shtei noichal hafshir to be easier to flay it. Midvarius shiroyus be'efer tamid. They pasture out in the efer. Efer is another name for like the meadow. Velonis b'sech atchum. They don't even come back into the home. But they come back within the area near the city. That's how they're kept safe. Stomach krina beisilo kosher kastam beisilo against beishama is like kastamish. Kol kelim tola afilo malatam this even those klishim not to lister of shimon hates of shimon chuzim esar kadal megarishilo umnen. It's a saw which is used by the worker the. The people which saw lockers baiting to cut down wood. It's valuable, and a person would not use it for something else. You don't want the to come dulled because it's made like a knife with many different points on it. So you don't want that to be damaged. This is a machresha, chefer zakarka, kutzura belaz. So the part which goes into the ground of the plow. Zok the Mishnah, mefirim nedorim b'shabbos, mishalom nedorim shein letzarich haShabbos. So a husband can be mefir the nedorim of his wife. Wife makes a neder, she's going to prohibit on herself X. So the husband has a power called afora to annul the netter of the wife, assuming that either it's something which is afflicting her, it's inu nefesh, she's not going to eat something, etc., or something which impacts between the two of them. So So the Baal has the power of forest Nedora. I mean, he can do that on Shabbos. Furthermore, you can go to a Chochem or to a Bezdin to be Matar and Neder, which is called the Minishal, to ask for Hatara, for Nedorim, which are applicable to Shabbos. The more is going to question is the phrase Shein L'tzarich HaShabbos, referring back to the case of Mefirim Nedorim also. And the husband only has the right to be made for Nedorim on Shabbos, which have some significance on Shabbos, some impact on Shabbos. Or the husband has a blanket heter to be made for all Nedorim, and the more says that's going to depend on how long the husband's power of hafor is. The husband, when he wants to be made for a neder, he has to be made for the neder. From the time he hears it, he has a time limit before how long he's allowed to be made for it. So if the time limit extends beyond Shabbos, there's no need to be matur, allow him to be made for neder on Shabbos. The time limit ends at the end of Shabbos, which means, in other words, the time limit is at the end of the day that you heard it, day meaning to sunset. So he hears it on Shabbos, but and you're not made for on Shabbos, it's too late. So then the Chazar matur, they're not prohibited. Okay.
What's the issue here? Of why wouldn't you be able to?
Let's go to the case of Hatoras Adorim. Hatoras Adorim, you get a bezin together and you matter the neder. So the Tzarech Shabbos, which is the game for Shabbos, is mutter. It's not, it looks like some type of a hachana. You're getting involved in this process of getting the bezin sitting together to matter the neder, which is irrelevant for Shabbos. So Chazal didn't want you being oisik and those type of things on Shabbos. It looks like some type of a hachana for the weekdays. So the more you understand that hafor sedorim won't be the same thing. It has a chashivas of a maisa to it because you're removing a power and that, or excuse me. So Chazal asked it. Upakin is a ma'or. You can block up a window, which Rashi sends you back. That really was the sugi before, and the kol kalim. That you're allowed to put these shutters into the window, etc. So the Mishnah is giving a stamish and saying that's the final psak on that, that's mutter. Now, Chazal prohibited measuring on Shabbos because it all goes under the umbrella of business practices, because they would measure things in the course of their business. The Chazal said, for the purpose of a mitzvah, you're allowed to measure. So what's an example of the purpose of a mitzvah? So it gives two examples. One is measuring, the second one is measuring the mikvah, make sure that it has the full size, the full amount of water. And the first case was a case where if you had a piece of cloth touched Tuma, and the piece of cloth then touched Truma. So if the piece of cloth is large enough that it accepts Tuma, so the cloth became Tame, and now when it touches the Truma is Tame. You have to know, is the Truma prohibited to eat or not? If the piece of cloth is small enough, it does not accept Tuma, so therefore the Truma is still tor. So you need to measure the piece of cloth to see how large it is, so that to be able to figure out if you're allowed to eat the Truma on Shabbos. So that Chazal were matter that. Mishnah brings a story of the father, the time of the father of Tzadik, Bimei Avashol ben Bitnis. Shepachu was a mor b'tefiach. They blocked up the window with a tefiach. Tefiach is like an earthenware container. The kosher is a makeda begemi, and they tied up the makeda. Makeda is like a drinking cup made out of earthenware. Begemi is a type of a reed, and they used that to lower to move the makeda. Lay them yesh begigas pesef tefach imlav, to see if there was an opening of a crack in the crack of the barrel if there was an opening of a tefach, width of a tefach opening or not. Now, we'll see what the story is in the Gemara. From all of these things that they did, we learned out that you're allowed to shutter the house, you're allowed to measure, you're allowed to tie something made out of a gemi, which you're not going to leave there as is. So there was no way sort of tying that, even though it's, we had before, even though this idea was that if it's there for something which is not going to stay there permanently, it's not going to stay like that.
Rabbi,
so,
like a
rubber band would theoretically be a problem. Depending if your intention is to leave it there, if you don't mind leaving it there, sometimes even just rubber banding it around is not a problem, but tying it would be a problem.
Stretching and all that, not an issue.
No. Mefirim, Baal Ish, Baal Ish, the husband for a wife, is called Mefirim. The Shalom is the Chacham. You ask a Chacham to remove the netter. She made a netter, she's not going to eat on the Shabbos, so you're allowed to remove that netter. Or he made the netter and he goes to the Chacham to get Hatar. So like we had before, the chama hold, you're allowed to put the shutter into the window. You would measure it with a ruler or a measuring stick. It has to be 3 amas deep, full of water. And it has to be an amma by an amma. So the shear of a mikvah is 3 deep, and an amma by an amma, it's 3 cubic ammas. And you have to measure that with some atlas. They wanted to know. Leida im yesh bo shalosh shalosh, to know if it has 3x3 etzbos. And what's it important for? If it was supposedly tamei and it touches something which is, we keep it with tahara like truma, etc. So if it was so small, it was so minimally small, so it has no din of tuman. So there's a ma'isa that they pachu was a morbid tefillah. A container made out of earthenware. Where is Perik Yud Zion? Kishur b'tefiach memalim bo b'shav. So there, the example was using it as a small type of a bucket to draw water. So you attach the vine to the tefiach. She allowed to use it on Shabbos. That's what we said before. And the more questions why that's so, etc. But whatever the pshat is, right? Then they took the makeda, which is the klicheris, and they wanted to use it to measure. They tied it with the gevi to allow them to place it in the crack. Later, Miesh Begigas Pesach Tevach Gemara Mefarshal Lo Lamor, to explain what the story is exactly. So the chiddush over here is, I would think maybe that the kesher, even though it's a kesher, which is not planning to leave there. It's not shakayama, but maybe it's salasa drabana. He said, no, the chachil it's mutter. But he didn't leave al dvar haro. He allowed to measure in case that you need to measure in order to paskan a halacha. And the case over here was that was necessary to paskan a halacha. Now the more we'll explain. See, boy, lahu. Hafora, zot gemor. Hafora ben letzarech, ben shalot letzarech. Hafor Sadorim is mutter, even if it has no implications for Shabbos. It's not needed necessary for Shabbos. V'sheila letzarech in shlo letzarech le, but getting hataras nedorim is only if it's something which has to do with Shabbos. So they're different, and that's mishum hachi
That's why the Mishnah presents them separately. It didn't say Mafirim and Nishol and Nadorim B'Shabbos, which it could have done that. It says no Mafirim and Nadorim B'Shabbos, and Nishol and Nadorim B'Shabbos. And we separated them because Mafira means for any purpose, and the Shalom is only for the Tzarech Shabbos. By Dilma, Hafor Nami, the Tzarechin, Shalom, the Tzarech Loy. For also is only if it has something which is due for Shabbos. The question is, so why is the Mishnah list them separately? Mafira, Nadorim B'Shabbos, and Nishalom, Nadorim B'Shabbos. Linador and B'Shabbos, why does it do that? Shum Dafar ain't Tzarech Bezdin, B'Shevel Tzricha Bezdin. So it kept them separate because it's a whole different type of process. So you can talk about Haforis and Dorim, you can talk about being Matur Neder, the processes are different, so you can listen to them separately. Tatoshma, the Tony Zuti, the Bey Rav Papa. I'm not sure if Zuti over here means his name, or Zuti means one of the youngest or the smallest of the, you know, the least chashuv of the Yeshiva Rapapa. There's a brisa which he quotes. It says, "Mafir Nadorim B'Shabbos, the Tzarech HaShabbos." It says, "You can make for Nadorim, which are the Tzarech HaShabbos, the Tzarech HaShabbos in Shalom the Tzarech HaShabbos Loy." So that brisa says pretty unequivocally, it has to be the Tzarech HaShabbos. Good, we've answered our Shabbos. Lishna Akrina, there's a second version of the Shaila. Iboilu. It says, Litzarech Atavau Ktani, Mishlo Litzarech Lai. That the question was, does the phrase Litzarech Lai Mishnah refer back to both? And even Hafora is not Mutter Shlo Litzarech. And therefore, I should derive from that. Alma first the dorim may ace la ace. Person, the pasuk says a person has b'yom shomer, the day that he heard. So b'yom shomer doesn't mean the calendar day. So if he hears at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he has till sunset, till the end of that day, or it means 24 hours from the time that he hears. So if you're telling me that you can only be made for the dorim which are tzarech Shabbos, but the dorim which are not tzarech Shabbos, you can't be made for, is because you have time after Shabbos. So you see, you have 24 hours from the time that he hears to be made from the door. Adilma kiktoni l'tzarech hasheilu hu d'ketoni. The hataras adorim can do any time. So therefore, you only are matur in the door on Shabbos, which have to do with Shabbos. But non Shabbos purposes. You're matur after Shabbos. No reason matur on Shabbos. See, do you say the tzarech is referring to Shaila? The Tani Alpha, first the dorm, I feel the tzarech is mutter, but first the dorm is all, it's even if it's no, there's no Shabbos need. Alma, first the dorm is kol yom. You only have all of that day, whatever is left, so you can't wait till after Shabbos. That was the Shaila. This is the question which the boiler was. And on that, Toshma, Tani de Rav Zuti, the Bay Rav Papa. So here he has it was named Rav Zuti, so that was his name, it sounds like. Fair the Torah B'Shabbos, the Torah Shabbos, the Bryson says the Torah Shabbos, you may for the Torah Shabbos in, so the Torah Shabbos loy. I'm a first adorm is me ace la ace. So you see, a first adorm is 24 hours. So therefore, you wait a 4 hour, you can wait till after Shabbos, unless it's the Torah Shabbos. Omer of Ashi, that's very nice, but we have a Mishnah which says Haforas Adorim is kol hayom. You can be made for it that day. Yeshadavar lahaku lahakmer, and that sometimes gives you more, sometimes gives you less. Keitzad nodr lili Shabbos. If the neder was done Friday night, made for lili Shabbos, so you have a Shabbos hashatech Shabbos. You have all the way till sunset to be made for the door. Nodrim Chashecha, she made an edder immediately prior to sunset on Shabbos. Efer Achel Atechshach, till sunset you have a right, till it gets dark you have a right to Mefer. Shim Loi Hefer, Mishach Chashecha, Im Loi Hefer, if you didn't do it until then, Mishach Chashecha, once it becomes dark, Ein Yochel Lohofer, you can't be Mefer anymore. So you see, you don't have 24 hours. And that's a Stam Mishnah over there in the Dora, that Hafora is till the end of that day that you heard. Whereas it's Tanoi Hitim Chlis, and I'm the Tanya for us, the Dora Kol Hayoim, which is the position of the Chomim, that's the position of the Stam Mishnah over there in the Dora. But Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amru Me'es Leis. You have 24 hours to be Mefer than that. Okay, let's hold it here. So.